information is the best medicine, especially when it comes from Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille. Here's their show. It's your health, and it ain't rocket science.
The beautiful music of Mrs. Julie Newmark, Dime Store Halo, bringing us in today. The superfood you may never have heard of, meaning with all the advertisements. I mean, aren't we ready to worship blueberries at this point? There is a superfood out there that you may not have heard of. It's not commonly known. It is things that it gives us high amounts of the antioxidants and naturally derived B's that we like, as well as being just naturally high in protein as well. And we tend to think that we always have to go to whey or animal product in order to build our protein sources, but there's very, very effective, good, natural, botanical, or plant-based sources that are nutrient-dense that help just not protein and muscle, but the whole body. We are talking about spirulina, S-P-I-R-U-L-I-N-A, spirulina. Holly, you have a lot of experience recommending this to your patients, don't you?
Yes, absolutely. You know, first of all, I have a beef with everybody in these superfoods. I really do, because I actually saw a post or an article, but I think it was a post. These days, it's all about the posting. Mm-hmm. But for the topic of the post and the headline of the post was "Forget blueberries," and then try golden berries. Now, I think there are great sources of whole foods out there, but I don't ever want to forget blueberries. I don't care what you're trying to advocate for. You can't trash a little blueberry. So, anyway, all right, that was just my plug for blueberries. But seriously.
No, you're right, though, because what it's become is a contest. First it was this berry, then it was the Logan berry, then it was the golden berry, then it's the goji berry. And, you know, this one comes in from the mountains of the Himalayas.
How about just a little variety and making sure that there's room for everybody? This is a win-win. We are all in this together, folks. But listen, when you do think of superfoods, mm-hmm. you're probably usually thinking about salmon or blueberries or mm-hmm. the other berries that Decker mentioned. But you probably don't think of an algae that floats on the surface of lakes or in reservoirs or pond scum. But there is this lovely type of blue-green algae, and I've been using it for a long time, and there's a couple reasons why I love it. There's been tremendous amount of clinical studies for using spirulina for things like weakened immunity and allergies. And even cataracts and age-related macular degeneration, all right, because I think that's amazing. But why I love this the most is it's very high in protein. And as you know, and I think the trending right now is there are two kind of schools of thought where people are eating, in my opinion. It's either these paleo folks that are all meat, lots of vegetables, hopefully lots of vegetables, but they're getting their protein, mostly from animal sources, or you're going vegan. And quite honestly, spirulina, right, so this algae, is loaded with protein, up to 70% protein. It's also rich in antioxidants and other vitamins and minerals, particularly iron and vitamin B12. And here's the thing I love most about it. And I worry about some of my folks that go raw, okay, because when you go raw and you're eating all raw foods, and believe me, I'm an advocate of if it's working for you, that is the diet for you. I don't have any agenda whatsoever. I just want to make sure that people are feeling the best that they possibly can. That is my passion. But you've got to work real hard because to break down the cellulose in plants, that those cell walls, in order to digest and also in order to extrapolate those nutrients, right? Well, spirulina doesn't have any cellulose. And so the cell wall of green plants, you know, that so these nutrients are so easily absorbed and digested in the body. It's awesome.
You know, I never knew it didn't have cellulose. It's funny. I've used spirulina in my office for 15 years. I've taken it personally. I like it because a lot of the supplements I prefer, they coat the pill in spirulina. So it makes it slide down nice and easy, and then they get their green food. It's just a real win-win versus, you know, companies use lacquers and all sorts of crazy things in order to coat these pills to make them slide. I did not know it didn't have cellulose in it. And to the listeners out there, what Holly's saying is that the idea with food is that you get more energy out of it than you spend breaking it down. So meat, for example, it takes a lot of energy to break it down into its parts to get energy out of it versus, you know, these power green foods, it takes a lot less energy and you get a lot more energy. But you're right. The cellulose, it's a whole cell wall. It's a protein. It's hard to break down. Is that common in that's very rare, right, Holly?
What, for a plant to not have cellulose? It is.
Yeah.
And that's it, I think it's the algae part of it. I'm not, you know, I'm certainly not a botanist. I had to take botany quite a bit when we were prepping for those botanical medicine courses.
Did.
But I do believe it's because it's an algae in the way that it grows. It grows mainly in subtropical and tropical countries where, you think about it, year-round there's heat and sunlight. The other thing, you know, this age-related macular degeneration, my great-aunt actually just passed away Friday. She was 104 years old. She would have been 105 in May. And I mention her because her Aunt Ruth, and then her sister, my grandmother, and then also my mom, all have had, quote-unquote, age-related, okay, which I think is a bunch of hooey, macular degeneration. Uh-huh. I and hopefully my sisters, if they would ever listen to me, am bound and determined to age, absolutely, because I can't stop that. But I don't want to look at it as this disease process where there's a disease processes related to me aging. And taking spirulina can actually double the blood levels of zeaxanthin, all right? And now that is an antioxidant that's linked to reducing the risk for cataracts and age-related macular degeneration. And this was actually reported from researchers in the British Medical Journal.
BMJ.
Seriously.
And that's a snooty crowd, British Medical Journal, BMJ.
Absolutely.
To get in there. And, but it does make sense again.
When they talk, people listen.
They do. When they talk, people listen. That's right. But it makes sense, though, because these are water-soluble antioxidants. I never realized it was that high in zeaxanthin. And that changes the game about all the protein that I'll recommend for my whole career. It's interesting how you bump into these things. Even though I've been practicing 15 years, all of a sudden I'm here having a conversation with a colleague. And by the way, bang, bang, bang. And I didn't realize, I mean, I always knew the benefits of spirulina was always an automatic to recommend it. But eyes, I did not realize that. And,
yeah, No, there's diabetes, the same thing. Read a recent study on diabetes, because every time I think about an ingredient, I like to just because I'm a very empirical practitioner, meaning, I have a healthy respect for the research, but my best sort of double-blind, randomized, placebo-controlled studies is all of my patients getting better and being well, and my life and doing the same thing. You know what I'm saying?
I'm an outcome-oriented practitioner. I know nothing to give back to research. It is all about my patients. I'm right with you. That's a topic for another day.
I'm an observational researcher, meaning I observe my patients get better, and guess what? It's good enough for me. But there's some great – and, you know, it's really easy also. You can get it. You want to make sure, quite honestly, that any spirulina that you can get on the market has been listed as generally recognized as safe. There's also, because when you're collecting any ingredient, when you're resourcing it, you don't want to resource algae from a pond that is laden with pesticides, etc. And then therefore your algae there and your spirulina is going to be the same. So want to make sure that the manufacturer that you're choosing, you can actually write them, call them, say, hey, any heavy metals tested in the spirulina? And so that's really, really good. And then also, I would say the ideal dose, a preventative, you know what, in your smoothie, let's do a teaspoon. Therapeutic dose, if you've got to control or reverse a disease, you can go up to one tablespoon a day. And that's perfect.
Well, let's do a quick review here. They're talking about spirulina superfood. It is a high-protein plant source, about 70% protein. There is no cellulose in this type of plant, which I learned today, so it's easy to break down, and it really makes those nutrients bioavailable. Antioxidants, a little bit of iron, but not too much, along with B12. Clinical studies, allergies, cataracts, age-related macular degeneration, and that was actually tested in the British Medical Journal. The key, make sure that it's tested for metals to be clean and free of those bad metals. One teaspoon in a smoothie, up to a tablespoon if you need it. At Radio MD, spirulina helps you stay well.